former Jaguars defensive lineman Marcus Stroud on the sideline Monday for South team practice at Fairhope High School. Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley going over to say hello. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen from Fairhope High School in Fairhope, Alabama. Senior Bowl coverage continues on Jaguars.com. First day on the field for the Jaguars coaching staff with the South team today. A full 2 hour high tempo and high energy practice. Of course, that's the Jaguar way these days, and it was the way on Monday at Fairhope High for the first time for the South team. Of course, a lot of eyes on quarterbacks. Three are playing for the South. One is not. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later. But Gus Bradley, after his first day on the sideline as the South head coach, said it was a great start.
We want to showcase all our guys' talents. It's really our objective. But I said also in the process, we want to form a team. We want to form a team and that has the ability to showcase our team on Saturday. And it's been a great experience thus far. Our guys have really bought into it. We challenged them now. We had a real high-tempo practice, real challenging practice. I thought they came prepared.
Is it kind of a Jaguar week? Is that kind of what you're trying to put them through?
Yeah, I think, you know, we want to simulate as much of an NFL week as possible. Obviously, we've got some different rules to follow. But if we can give them an idea what it's like, you know, all the more power to us.
Back to the quarterbacks, of course. Three playing, one off to the side. David Fales from San Jose State, one of those. Derek Carr from Fresno State, of course, had a great day on Monday. And Jimmy Garoppolo from Eastern Illinois, a small school product. The one not playing is the injured Aaron Murray from the University of Georgia. But of the three quarterbacks on the field today, Jaguars offensive coordinator Jed Fish said they had a great day.
I really thought that it was a really good day for all three of them, the way they started off. You know, you got to think about these guys just arrive in. We get yesterday, they have an install meeting last night of an offense they've never heard of before, system they've never been a part of, and with no real history in terms of a pro system. And then we meet with them for 45 minutes or an hour this morning, and then they're on the field. And I thought the three of them really handled themselves well. I thought they presented themselves well in the huddle. They made some really good throws. It was fun to watch it. I have a little history, you know, with David Carr. So it was nice to see his brother and get to meet him. Last time I remember him, I think he was like, I don't know, 12 years old or something, running around the practice field. So that was kind of cool. And then I really enjoy both Fales and Garoppolo, both good dudes. And I think we got a really nice group of guys and some good pastors. So it's going to be fun over the course of the week to see what we can do. Maybe we'll see how much they can handle. Maybe we'll add some plays. You know, it's going to be fun. You know, you kind of have to get a feel for what they can do, and it's pretty good.
The South team returns to the practice field at Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile on Tuesday. It's 1:30 Central, 2:30 Eastern. We'll have live coverage again from Ladd Peebles Stadium right here on Jaguars.com. So come back and join us then. That'll do it for today from Fairhope High School on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.